I'm Jonathan Overby with this weekend's edition of the Odyssey series. With the recent 2022 discovery of two First Nation Indigenous canoes in Wisconsin, in the U.S., one 1,000 years old and the other 3,000 years old, comes a great deal of celebration and fascination with a pointed reminder that Native Americans in the Badgerland have inhabited this part of the world for 10,000 or more years. Now compare these significant vehicles for transportation to the age of Indian flutes, and it's fair to hold that North American indigenous flutes are likely even older. Flutes, after the human voice, are the earliest identifiable musical instruments as Paleolithic examples with hand-bored holes. Several flutes dating back from about 43,000 to 35,000 years ago were discovered in Slovenia. The oldest musical instrument in the world is said to be a 60,000-year-old Neanderthal flute discovered in a cave near Cerkno, West Slovenia. It was made from the left thigh bone of a young cave bear and included four pierced fingering holes. Its existence and that of other flutes suggests that a recognized musical-centered tradition existed dating back to the earliest period of modern human presence in Europe. The oldest flutes discovered were unearthed in Europe and Asia, which has a long historical use of the instrument that has continued until the present day. And due to the elusive nature and reliance on oral histories, the oral presence of flutes in Africa dates to only the 14th century in Mali. A playable bone flute was discovered in China, dating approximately 9,000 years old. According to scholastic evidence, the Americas also sustained a really old flute culture, with instruments found in Caral, Peru, dating back 5,000 years, and in Labrador, dating back approximately 7,500 years. With its use serving as a means of transmitting signals in the night, its most notable role was that of a matchmaker for young lovers. The flute once played an integral part in love and courtship in First Nation Indigenous Native American society. To attract a girl's attention, a young man would traditionally arrive in the evening outside her family's dwelling and play an alluring love song on his courting flute. The pleasant tones of the instrument, rising and falling in slow sliding cadences, emulated the rise and fall of the very nature of love, and all to entice her into falling in love with him. Historically played only by men, many accomplished women represent today's First Nation flute players, revealing that the use of the instrument has evolved along with its pastoral spiritual beauty that has endured deep into the age of modernity. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.